The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
A Guardian investigation has found hundreds of videos featuring children who are believed to be under 13 presenting their skincare routines. Why is it happening? And is it exploitative? Well, I'm joined by Sarah Marsh, who's consumer affairs correspondent with The Guardian and who was part of the investigation. And dermatologist Katrina Ryan is on the line too. Sarah, to you first. I had a look at some of the videos that you found this morning. I mean, some of these children are essentially babies, aren't they? They're very young.
Yeah, I think one of the youngest videos was a two-year-old that we found who was doing a full Get Ready With Me skincare routine to camera.
And they are using products which are for sale, and they're clearly displaying brands that we would all know, right?
Yes, they are displaying a range of brands, and the relationship between them and the brands is not entirely clear.
And you found that parents are pressuring, is it fair to say, their children to advertise products?
So, I mean, I think it's really hard to tell, and I don't know if we can say for certain that they're pressuring, but all we know is that they're using children in these videos, and the children are specifically mentioning certain brands and doing routines. And obviously when you're very young, whether you want to do it or not, I don't know, you know, it's sort of a question really, I suppose, of whether you think a child can consent in that sense.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the brands then that were featured, were you able to establish what the relationship is between the family, the parent and the child and the brand, and whether there's payment happening?
No, and I think that's one of the major problems with social media is obviously it's not always clear when something is an advert. And, you know, even with adult influencers, they're not always declared. And I think these relationships are a bit murky and a bit, you know, it's different to watching a TV advert where everything's very clear.
So in terms of your investigation, I know it took a long time. You started doing this late last year. It was mostly TikTok videos that you were examining. Take us through the process. What did you have to do to reach your findings?
Yeah, so we started this project in October last year, and it was obviously a very long process because we had to get the videos. There were 7,000 of them, and then we had to analyse the videos. And that involved a big team of us looking through and assessing roughly the ages of those in these videos. We could give it an age bracket, but not a specific age, obviously, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases. And then when we had done that analysis, we started looking sort of at certain videos, noting down videos that were kind of newsworthy or worth note, and then we did a very visual telling of the story, which I think was quite important to sort of demonstrate really what we were finding.
Because the children who you estimate to be about two, and I would tend to agree with you, their speech is quite unclear because they are little more than babies, and they need to have captions on those videos so we can understand what they're saying and understand what they're selling, essentially, Sarah.
Yes. And some of the people did say, you know, this is my 3-year-old or this is my 2-year-old. And in those instances, we did sort of know more specifically. But you're right. I mean, some of these very young children can't actually really fully talk, which is, I think, I found one of the most harrowing aspects of it, actually.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk a lot about social media and whether under 16 should have access to social media and so on. But the truth of it is there are no rules, are there, around influencers and what age they need to be?
No, which I think was also a very shocking part of this investigation. You know, there are certain rules that exist for child actors and child models, but there's no equivalent rule for someone working as an influencer. And, you know, if you think about the future of travel and the way society is now, so much of this marketing does happen online. And that is a massive gap in terms of protecting these young people.
Mm-hmm. And I know you said that it's difficult to establish whether there is payment happening and what the relationship is between the companies who make these products and the children. But you could see quite clearly, because it's on some of the videos, that the products are being sent to the children, aren't they?
Yes, for a number of instances we found there were younger influencers who said, you know, thank you for this, thanks for the PR, thanks for the product. And in those instances, they would have been receiving them for something, you know, for some sort of exchange, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And in one case, I saw a child reading out the note from the company saying, you know, enjoy these products and we can't wait to see you sharing it with your crew, or we can't wait to see what you think. So in other words,
yes,
we're waiting for your social media video.
Yes, and if you think about children, you know, they're very, very influenced by their peers. And that kind of promotion is probably very successful for brands when you've got young people essentially influencing other young people.
Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Sarah Marsh there from The Guardian, who was part of that investigation. Let's have a listen now before we speak to dermatologist Katrina Ryan to some of what Sarah and her team at The Guardian found in these videos.
I'm going to be using the Waterslide Hydrating Boosting Serum.
I bought this with my pocket money. It's Bioma.
It's called Every Even Peach. It smells really good.
So Katrina, as a dermatologist and as a human being in the world, how do you feel listening to that?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. It's really, really heartbreaking and really concerning. You know, this is the most insidious type of marketing, you know, using these young influencers to market skincare to other children. You know, there's a world of kids now on TikTok, on YouTube. And when they have, you know, it's so different to traditional advertising. Kids are now being influenced by people who look like them and speak like them. And it's more powerful than any brand campaign. Mm-hmm. So there's two huge issues. I think, first of all, there's the skincare side of it. And there's no one who has healthier skin than a child. You know, it's functioning at its absolute optimal, you know, well hydrated, so rich in collagen, it doesn't require any intervention. The only thing a child's skin needs actually is sunblock. And I can promise you none of these videos are showing kids putting on their sunblock. It's everything but. Mm-hmm. But I think the bigger problem, Claire, and the thing that really bothers me, and obviously I see a lot more of it because of, you know, the specialty I'm in, is this huge focus on beauty. And at this age, the most formative time in a person's life, being a child, a teen, a tween, that there's such a focus on these rituals that, you know, I can't even imagine the lives ahead of these girls and sometimes even boys. So it's something that we really, really need to intervene on, you know, ASAP. Yeah. And Italians are actually doing that. They're holding Sephora and Benefit, and they're doing, you know, an investigation on them. And they, you know, because they are paying these kids, or, you know, I suppose their parents, to be influencers. So there is an investigation right now underway, because the Italian government see this as something that's detrimental to the well-being of kids, not just their skin, but more, you know, the social aspect to it and their mental health.
Yeah, I have a listener saying, would you ever give over? Kids have always copied what they see, monkey do. It's what humans have done for thousands of years. My daughter loves her dress up and putting makeup on. I think that's different. This is different to a child putting mammy's makeup on or mammy's lipstick on, which everybody did, I think, when they were a child. This is a child selling a product on camera for the whole world to see. Completely different ball game. So, and I know there's two sides to it. There's also, if a child is putting some of these skincare products on their skin, they could damage their skin, and you know, don't know what the long term damage would be. But on the marketing side of it, as you said, Katrina, it's just wrong to have a child.
Oh yeah, Claire. Well,
selling,
I think,
products.
Your listener is exactly saying what we're worried about: monkey see, monkey do. And this is the issue. These kids are at an age that, you know, they want to be part of the gang. They want to, you know, follow what everyone else is doing. If everyone else in your peer group, the other 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds in your class are doing a 10-step regime, you know, skincare regimen in front of the mirror, then they feel like they're not cool if they're not doing it. And then the parents then get involved because they don't want their little girl to be the one who's left out and doesn't have the skincare. It's just it's a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. So something has to be done, absolutely. And these skincare products are skincare products made for adults like you and I. They have active ingredients. They're anti-aging. You know, no one's skin starts to age until in a real way until they're over 25. So at every level, it's wrong, but it can do damage to their skin too. They can have contact dermatitis. They can even have acne breakouts at a time before they're even meant to have acne. Mm-hmm. Because of the occlusive effect.
Can I ask you about the products as well? Because I'm one of those parents who gets asked to buy these all of the time. I mean, there is huge pressure. And I look at them in the shop and I go, no, I'm sorry, you don't need a toner and you don't need a primer because you don't wear makeup. But also it's madness. But I look at the products and I look at the primary colours and the way the packaging is designed. They are aimed at under 10s or pre-teens, aren't they?
Oh, there's no question. And even I heard one of the little babies almost, or the kids that were talking there on your video, talking about some peach flavoured something. Like the smells, the colours, they are all, it's complete psychological brainwashing of these young children.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.